Hello, welcome back. I am Sandy Waters. This is Neighbors in Need, and we are here in the studio with our good friends from the YMCA. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. How are you doing?
Now, James, you and I, first time we're meeting. Ashley, you and I go way
old
back.
Friends.
We
old
are
friends.
Old friends. Okay, so at the YMCA, your title is?
Mine is Communications Manager, which is fancy for storytelling.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and my title, my goodness, here we go. Director of Development and Community Engagement. And that's really fancy for talking to people about how their time, talent, and treasures can help others, and also how we can be less siloed in our community.
Awesome. And the you are the reason why Ashley works for the Y, she was telling us.
He is. I spent a morning with them at my previous job, and I was around Mr. James, as all the kids called him, so that's what I call him. And he just made me feel like, wow, I want to feel this way about my job. I want to feel happy and excited and passionate coming into work every day. And a couple weeks later, I applied for a job at the Y, and now 7 months later, here we are, and I love every minute of it.
That's
because of this man.
She's too kind, and it was an awesome morning, and she is her energy. And listen, we're going to have some fun today. But let me
tell you. We are high energy.
Yes.
You know it. Three of us together in one space, but it's true. It was true. And Ashley and I got together that morning, and we talked about all the program opportunities at the time with our Carlton YMCA downtown. Mm-hmm. And she saw the energy and passion I had. Mm-hmm. But it's because I've been living and breathing it for almost 19 years. I've been a part of the YMCA my professional life. I've grown up there professionally. And you can see the direct impact on the community that you're serving on a regular basis. The person that you're talking to is the person that you're helping, and you can see their progression. So, yeah, we had a great time, and I'm so glad she's with us.
And when you say you have grown up in the YMCA, a lot of people do. They start going to the Y for Y camp, and then they end up, you know, giving back by being a camp leader, and then it flourishes into, you know, bringing their families.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's well said, Sandy. One thing we like to use around the Y is the cradle to career. I mean, you've heard that around. But think about it. So some of our programs have babies starting at 6 weeks old, right?
Yeah.
6 weeks old, just beautiful. You hold them and you sing to them and you just, oh, I love babies. That was my start. Why?
So, and then we get to talk because I adore babies.
Oh, my goodness. My wife says, honey, go see the babies and then come home.
But how many kids do you have?
We have three, and they're teenagers. So two seniors and one eighth grader. She's going to be a freshman next year. So we're doing college tours right now, Sandy. Oh, my goodness. So I get my baby fix at the Y. My wife's like, just remember, go there to have
your
baby
fix. And you want the baby fix when they're teenagers because you're like, gosh, I used to love you so much. And right now, I mean, I still love you, but right now you're stressing me out, kid.
Really? Really?
This is why I have cats.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. There we go.
This was your birth control part of the interview. Okay. But anyhow, if you have a family, no matter how old your family is, you are more than welcome to join the family at the Y. So let's talk about your mission, because you are all about community and you raise a lot of money.
Yes, we raised nearly $2.66 million annually to provide access for our community. And we give out nearly $3 million, actually $3.1 million, to be honest with you. And that goes back to those in need. And so one of the things we talk about at the YMCA and we try to get out in our community is, if you come to the Y and you need financial assistance, you want to access our resources, you may be a young mother, a young father looking for care for your child, and the cost can be a bit of a challenge. We raise money all year around to provide equity and access. If you could be a senior who does not qualify for some of the plans that cover health insurance or cover a membership. And so, you know, they fall through the cracks. That quiet minority, they need support. And so we raise funds to provide access for them as well. That's a beautiful thing that we need to talk about more at the Y. And right now we're in the throes of our campaign. And November 21st is the last date of the campaign. It's a weird date, but it's our date where we say, let's come together. Let's put a flag in the ground. And let's say today's the day we're going to hit our $2.66 million because we need to help more people. And we're always raising money because, again, we give out $3.1 million. But this is why we do it, because access and equity for our community, suburban, urban, rural, you name it, this is where the Y lives.
And you've probably, throughout your 19 years, you have seen the impact, individual impact on some of these families.
Hundreds of stories if we have more time. And that's what's awesome about this. Is I've watched and witnessed people, you know, the transformation of what it means to get a scholarship and have access. And I've watched a young family, and I won't say her name, but I get permission today, but she has seven kids. And her oldest child is going to college, and her youngest is starting kindergarten. And the Y provided scholarships for her year over year to help her. And she's independently wage earning now. She's working, and she's a manager at the place she now resides. But the Y provided her a base of stability. And now she's paying it forward. And I mean, she's helping not only her family on their path. She has a college student in the house. Now he's a heck of a role model for his younger siblings.
So now how can we help you guys? Besides becoming a member and just joining the family, what can we do to help?
Well, there's plenty of ways to donate to our annual campaign online, easiest way, or listening right now at home. You've got a phone. You have your phone out as you're listening. So not driving, but maybe you're riding along in the car.
Look how safe Ashley is. She's so safe.
You're not driving with your phone, but the passenger or your kids in the back seat, you can just text the word all to 91999, and then it'll prompt you for your donation. And you could do that right now. You can do that every day leading up to November 21st. You can go online as well. Every little bit helps, even if it's $5. That $5 goes right to everybody. Nowhere else, right to the folks that we are helping.
And lives here.
Mm-hmm. It's lives right here.
Before you, because I know you got something good to say. I could see it in your eyes.
You see it.
But before we go there, the number again, and what do we text?
Text the word all, A-L-L, to 91999.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll say it plenty before we're done.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good.
Well said, yes. I just want to piggyback off that great point that Ashley made. All of it goes back to helping. 100% of what we raise goes to helping your fellow member or a family in need. None of this goes to overhead. And I'm not disparaging anybody else. What I'm saying to you is the YMCA as a charity, as a not-for-profit, every single penny that we raise goes back. And being an operator for nearly 18 years of my career with the YMCA, I saw a direct impact. When I say operator, I was running programs from, again, childcare, all the way up to branch life. And you can see that dollar go to those who are in need, and the gratitude that comes from those individuals. Because sometimes they're very quiet about it. They feel this remorse or regret. I'm not doing what I need to do, but they're trying to get well, and they need someone to give them a hand up so they can continue to grow. And so I just want people to understand that piece, that whatever they give, that dollar, that $5 Ashley talked about, to, you know, a $1,000 transformational gift that takes care of a child for an entire year, so to speak, those dollars go right to those in need, and none of it goes anywhere else.
And you guys are constantly moving forward. You're constantly thinking of what's next. Perfect example, the Shotland branch. Holy cow.
You were there.
Okay, so I was there, James. I was there for 2 hours because, you know, we were set up with the radio station, the buzz, and we were kind of, and I'm like, Lexi, my 10-year-old, let's just take a video and capture. Okay, 2 hours. And then we're like, oh my gosh, we forgot the workout equipment and stuff. Like, we had a whole section of it.
It's funny though, because it's so, it's great to go there, and it's so fun to see all of the new fun fancy things. But part of our mission, when we talk about building branches out in our suburban areas, that is because we have such an urban core that we support. We have 4 branches within the city of Rochester that we help support with those Shotlands and those other branches out in the suburban area. So everything gets tied back to, we're an association. And when one of us is doing great, we're all doing great. We've got 11 branches. So
yeah. And the oldest branch was
Maplewood. Were there. One of your branches.
It's one of my old branches.
What a cool community. Like, they were all about each other.
Yes.
Just building friendships. And everybody that I talked to when we were together, Ashley, was like, yeah, I met so-and-so because of the why. The why brought us together. And, you know, the cute old people that come that need that social interaction.
Yeah. And the Lily Cafe.
Oh, that's, one of my old whys there. I had the privilege of being the exec there for a few years. And you talk about family. Now, that's a great example. Yeah. And Sandy, I'm so glad you called out Maplewood as one of the examples in our association. That sits in a very diverse community. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fact that serving some of Rondequoit, some of Greece, you know, and also, you know, the northeast side of Rochester that has some economic challenges. And then you have newcomers from all across the world that are coming to Rochester to find a new start. And so that branch sits there, and it's having those communities come together in one space. Now, how awesome is that? The narrative and dialogue we may hear left and right, that's fine. I play neutral. I understand that. But when you talk about bringing people together to meet someone, because you build empathy and understanding for someone's plight, and then friendship and camaraderie. So I'm glad you used that example.
And if you walk in with a stereotype of what you think it's going to be like, because, you know, the neighborhood, everybody has a stereotype. You walk in, you're like, oh, This is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I mean, the building is beautiful,
yes,
especially with how old it is.
I didn't even take you upstairs to see the kiddos, the preschool up there, because they are amazing.
They are actually
talking back towards the annual campaign. They're making necklaces to sell in the lobby to support the annual campaign. So when we talk about the necklaces are $5, mm-hmm, again, mm-hmm, that $5 really goes a long way, and we're getting our youngest ones involved in helping and giving back. And so it's amazing.
It's, and you know, they say it's so important to have a strong social circle of a family that will lift you up and help you. And like you said, a hand up. And that's what it feels like at that branch and all of the branches at the Y. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The nicest people. I'm telling you, I have never worked out for as long as I am because I love the class.
Yes.
Like Miss Lucy is the
best. Over at Westside. Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Yep. Everybody in the class are like cheering each other on. I don't know if I'm just going to the right classes or if this is like how it is everywhere, but everyone's like clapping. Yeah, you did it. I don't know. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
No, great.
So the annual campaign is going on now, and let's go through the details of it again.
Okay.
All right. So right now, go back to the details.
Yes.
You know, we $2.66 million goal. November 21st is our date. Right now, we have $1.9 million raised. All 11 operations plus our camps are working diligently in each of their communities with their teams and their task force to talk to their previous donors, but also talk to other friends like what we're doing today to say, hey, you know what? I'm a Y member. And I want to help someone else. You know, I have a story. I have a Y story.
Everybody's got the Y
story. Intimate to me. I want to share that with other people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? Let me find out more information. And like Ashley shared, you know, text all to 19999. Mm-hmm. And also go to our website. Right on our website is a tab where you can hit give. Mm-hmm. And there's an opportunity for you to join us now. Also, more information there. Mm-hmm. But this is really the crux of our campaign. We year round. Mm-hmm. Year round. Absolutely. Uh-huh. But right now, we're trying to get that energy around the fact that you can help your neighbor. Mm-hmm. You can support someone and lift them up. And I guarantee, in my nearly 19 years, I've watched people get that hand up and then do the same thing. And they pay that forward. And that's a powerful thing in this day and age. Mm-hmm. So this is the now time. I'm so excited. We're getting you back to another visit at Maplewood.
I definitely see that.
That's absolutely happening.
I am totally there. And it's cool because you can see some of these people featured. Like at the Shotland branch. And I didn't even go down that hallway you were telling me about where there were the big poster-sized pictures of some of the members.
Yes. Two of our members at Maplewood are actually featured on there, and it was really cool to see their reaction to seeing that, because every picture in the Shotland branch is somebody in your Y. You might go there and say, oh my gosh, that's Mark. I see him at Maplewood all the time. Yep. And it's about that community, and that's what we're giving back. So again, 91999, text the word all to 91999. And in case you missed it, 91999, text the word all. So
can you tell us the story of that picture in the Shotland branch? And how did I miss it being there for 2 hours?
Oh my gosh. So it's down in the family wing where you go, and there, if you've got little ones. So if you're going to borrow a baby for the day, or that's where you
help out.
Yes.
We can help out.
But it's kind of the area where you have the like the calm, quiet. If you want to give a quiet space for your child, that's where you go. And there's pictures of all of our members in there. And Mark and his brother play basketball at Maplewood all the time. Mm-hmm. They are even down at Carlson. And we caught up with them one day and took their picture. And it was just going to be of Mark. And then his brother jumped in and we were like, this is amazing. Yes. And it was, it's a great picture. His mom got emotional seeing it. Mark loved it. The brother loved it. It was just, they're a great family.
They're a great family.
They are a great family.
Yeah, they came to the ribbon cutting at Shotland, which was awesome. And that's another example of how, you know, urban, suburban, rural, I mentioned earlier, is connections. You know, our Ys are all connected. You go to West Side, East Side, I mean, they're all connected. And that's a beautiful thing because it's a community coming together to support one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many years has the Y been in Rochester? Like
165.
Go ahead.
Is that incredible or what?
Yeah. It shows you the need and the importance of and just how crucial we are to the community. And I love that. I'm like smiling as I'm saying it. I love feeling that.
Yes. It's a cool energy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. And you got to tell us the text again.
Text the word all, A-L-L, to the number 91999 or go to rochesteymca.org.
Any donation is welcome.
Yes.
Much needed. Much
absolutely.
Appreciated. And then you could download the Y app too.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Free app.
That's right.
Okay.
So then you can donate.
One final time.
91999. Text the word A-L-L.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much, Sandy.